track 8, and we return to news stories. The first one is headlined Best of Ales and Fine Hospitality. The court leet and court baron of the manorial borough of Newton Abbot held a presentation of the Bellamy Tankard for the best ale and hospitality within the manorial borough. This was voted by the members on their annual ale testing ceremony held earlier. The Bellamy Tankard was presented by Kath Windsor in memory of her late brother Ken Bellamy to Dartmouth Inn landlords Chris and Lucinda Story for being the most welcoming and of good ale sold here. A very popular choice. Ken Bellamy was the court's first ale taster when the courts were reintroduced by the present Lord of the Manorial Borough, Keith Stoke Smith, in 1991.
All Along, Down Along, Lee. Widdicombe Show surprised this year by basking visitors in glorious sunshine. On Tuesday, the small village in Dartmoor became a gathering of the best of Devon. Traders, town criers, visitors, tradesmen and a few llamas enjoyed local goods, agriculture and seasonal traditions. There was much to do, to be enjoyed both in the village and at the show. The soundtrack of folk music and the Morris bells was a backdrop to the day. People of all ages enjoyed beverages and food whilst watching the bands and contests. There was agreement that the sun was a bonus to the day, as despite the last few years being rainy, the show has always been a success. And there are quite a lot of photographs accompanying this article. Quite a number of horses, as one might expect. A lovely one of a couple of llamas, and a small boy tucking into a very large bacon bap. And it all looks in glorious sunshine, as they say.
Challenging road rescue for fire crews. Firefighters from Buckfastleigh, Bovey Tracy and Newton Abbot helped rescue a person after a crash on the major Devon road. Along with their colleagues from Devon and Cornwall Police and South West Ambulance Service, they responded to reports that a car had left the A38 carriageway at just after 2:30 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, September the 9th, at Goodstone. On arriving at the scene on the Exeter-bound carriageway, they found that a car had indeed come off the road and had careered down an embankment. Fire crews worked alongside their colleagues from the ambulance service to help free one female casualty from the car, an exercise which proved to be a challenge because of exactly where the car had come to rest. Once removed from the vehicle, the woman was left in the hands of ambulance crews and taken to hospital for further treatment.
Hop on, hop off, a piece of history. 10 vintage buses brought nostalgic travel to the roads in and around Newton Abbot on Sunday, September the 3rd, as the Devon General Society recreated local bus routes of the 1960s. Free bus services ran from Highwick Way to Bubby Tracy, Denbury and Laws Bridge, with open-top buses on the route to Tynmouth. There were also trips to Bishop Stainton, Dacham, Hennock, Idford and Stony Hill. Paul Jenkins, Secretary of the Devon General Society, said, "We were delighted with the turnout for our event, with many buses departing with full loads. We would like to thank everyone who travelled on our buses, the bus owners and our great team of volunteers who made it all happen. We also appreciate the support we received from Newton Abbot Town Council, Teignbridge District Council and Stagecoach South West. We hope everyone had an enjoyable day experiencing bus travel as it used to be." And there's a lovely picture of an open-top bus running the Babbicombe 12A route. And it is unusually a white bus with a rather smart red stripe around it. Very smart indeed.
Nourish Food Fest is a gastronaut's delight. Thousands headed to Bevy Tracy to sample a multitude of culinary desserts in a celebration of food, drink and entertainment. Visitors were able to eat and drink their way around the world as the town's renowned annual Nourish Festival took over the centre of the town last Saturday. It was a glorious sunny day, full of food, music and local trading for the 3,000 people who attended this year's event, said Sarah James, the director of Nourish Festival. We were pretty much packed between 10 a.m. and 4, with many producers, all of whom were local to the West Country, selling out of produce completely. It's lovely to see the town so busy, as high streets are struggling and Bovey is full of small independent shops, as well as the tasty temptations to tease a gastronaut's palate. Visitors were able to eat and shop to the sounds of live music throughout the day. Attend and meet the Maker's Craft Fair in the Methodist Church Hall and enjoy a mini gin festival too. The gin is always popular. We put it at the top of the high street, so they go all the way to the top, said Sarah. That seems to be all you need to do, lead a trail to gin. And there are accompanying photographs showing the various stallholders, some chefs cooking food, and they must have been absolutely roasting because the temperatures were blisteringly hot on Saturday. I was there, and some of the produce on the stalls, I think, was perhaps not benefiting from the heat.
Christo Outreach Post Office at new location. Lower Ashton Post Office is to move to a new location in Christo, where there's greater demand for post office services. Due to very low customer usage, the hosted outreach at Teen Valley Golf Club near Christo has become unsustainable for the postmaster. It will close on Tuesday, 19th of September at 2:15 p.m. However, the postmaster for Chudley, who currently provides this service, will now operate this outreach service from the new premises at Teen Valley Community Hall, Rainbow's End in Christo. This will start on Tuesday, the 26th of September. It will operate every Thursday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Similar services will be available, plus vehicle tax and on-demand travel insurance. Whilst the decision has already been made to move Lower Ashton hosted post office service, we welcome views on access into the inside the new location.